This is a Defocus Media production. What's up, everyone? It's your favorite optometrist, Dr. Daryl Glover.
And I'm Dr. Jennifer Lyerly, resident optometry nerd.
And welcome to Defocus Media, optometry's number one podcast, where we discuss the hottest topics, latest technology, eyewear, practice management, and more. So sit back, relax, and defocus. This podcast is in partnership with NeuroLens. Greetings, colleagues, and welcome to the Defocus Media Podcast. It's your favorite optometrist, Dr. Daryl Glover. And today I'm hanging out with your favorite opto nerd, Dr. Jennifer Lyerly. Jen, how are you doing today?
Daryl, I'm doing great because we're about to talk about a topic that I'm really passionate about, and I'm excited to share this passion with both you and our profession. So let me give you a preview. Picture this optometry. There's this really common condition that you probably never heard of, and it's causing your patients to suffer chronic headaches, eye pain, vision discomfort. And it is completely treatable by optometrists with a novel technology to help you diagnose and prescribe glasses to relieve these issues. Does this sound like a game changer for our profession or what?
Absolutely, Jen. This is truly a game changer. Something that could take your practice to the next level and definitely increase your bottom line. So I'm super excited to learn more about NeuroLens today. Friends and family, I'd like to welcome our colleagues, Mr. Eric Pumley, who is the Chief Technical Officer of NeuroLens, and my man, Mr. Pierre Bertrand, who is the Chief Commercial Officer of NeuroLens as well. Eric, let's take it from the top. If you don't mind just giving us a little background of who you are and how NeuroLens was created.
You know, I've been in the eye care business for about 20 years. Prior to working here, I was in ophthalmology, developed an intraoperative aberrometer. And then in about 2015, I was approached by a man by the name of Andy Corley, who was former president of Bausch & Lomb, and he had this technology that he wanted to develop. You know, he had met with a doctor, Dr. Kral in Mitchell, South Dakota, that he heard was treating chronic headaches with eyeglasses. And he said this chronic headache world is a huge business, and he wanted to look into it. And so he went to a headache center in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and they were a headache center. And they said, hey, we have this guy in Mitchell, South Dakota. He's treating headaches with eyeglasses. What do you guys think? Why don't we start treating your headaches with eyeglasses instead of Topamax and Imitrex and Botox injections and all that stuff? We've got this perfectly non-side effect treatment for this. And they were met with immediate skepticism. Of course, they're neurologists, right? Who knows better? So they said, well, do you ever have patients that you can't treat? Do you have patients that no matter all, you give them all those medicines and they still have headaches? And they said, yeah, we still have those. We have those cases. So he said, well, why don't we just take those patients? They call them refractory, unmanageable patients. Refractory patients, let's take those patients and see if we can treat them. And much to their surprise, 81.6% of those patients that couldn't be treated with any of those other medications were treatable with the NeuroLenses and had a positive response to treatment. 54% said that their symptoms were reduced substantially or basically gone. Immediately, the neurology center said, this is a game changer. They had never seen anything like it. They built a new building to put an optometrist in their practice so that they could refer their patients to the optometrist to help treat those patients. At that point, the plan was to say, hey, we're going to build a neurology centers all across the country, right? We're going to just repeat that play everywhere. The challenge is getting neurologists across the country with the same mentality of, hey, I need an optometrist to help treat my patients. Ran into a commercial barrier. About that time, the Vision Council ran a study. Said 65% of patients are walking into optometry practices experiencing what they were calling computer vision syndrome. And we looked at the symptoms of computer vision syndrome. We're like, whoa, it's headache, eye strain, neck ache. These are the exact symptoms of these patients in the headache study that we're getting, you know, positive effect. So let's do a quick study and see if we can help those patients. We just took 22 patients at one optometry practice that were experiencing these symptoms and had 100% response to treatment. That was enough for us as a company to say, you can't hit yes 22 times in a row by coincidence. So we're going to go ahead and invest in optometry, develop equipment that can be placed in optometry practices all around the world to identify eye misalignment and give a treatment that's going to help them. So we spent the next 2.5 years doing that. We officially launched in March 2018, and it's been, you know, been skyrocketing ever since. It's been doing great.
That story alone, I mean, just, Jen, we practice. We see this every single day. I mean, when you hear this, it's just like, man, this is actually kind of common sense, right? But yet we're not using this technology in our practice.
Well, I know, Daryl, you're having these conversations with your patients because I've heard you talk about what a big part of your exam, your case history is. But these terms, computer vision syndrome, which has been kind of rebranded as digital eye strain these days, this is a really hot topic in optometry right now. But what are we really offering as a solution? And that's the next big important step of this. It's really thrilling to me that this company who has this really exciting technology is saying independent optometry is where they need to be. Pierre, will you share a little bit about why you feel independent optometry is so important to this mission?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, part of the reason why I joined NeuroLens 9 months ago was I saw NeuroLens as a perfect fit for independent optometry. You know, the very same customers that I've been trying to help protect and grow, you know, in the over 10 years I've been in this industry. You know, it was a unique technology. It was differentiated. And it was proven to help relieve symptoms such as headaches, dry eye, neck pain, right? Digital eye strain symptoms that we've had for years. Potential solutions like blue light, you know, maybe a little refractive power in the near zone, tints. The difference with NeuroLens is we have proven results. And that's what got me excited. You know, I get to sit next to Eric today and talk to you guys about NeuroLens. And it took him about 90 seconds to get me sold to join his business. Because, you know, I still get goosebumps to this day when he was walking me through the technology. It's just so exciting. So, you know, for me, I see NeuroLens providing optometry the opportunity to grow our scope of practice, right? We can own headaches. We can own eye strain. These are things that cannot be done outside of optometry. So I just get excited about the fact that you, Jen, and Daryl, and your colleagues and people listening today can start to think about offering something that isn't a pair of generic eyeglasses, but is truly a life-changing therapeutic solution.
So right now, you know, the whole world is changing. Every single day, every single hour, every single minute, every single second. What is NeuroLens vision for eye care, and how does NeuroLens see themselves in it? I mean, this is a real question, a big issue, because the world is changing, and I just want to know how you guys are going to make it a better place.
You know, we believe that NeuroLens has big technology, and we've got great ambitions, not just for our technology, for optometry in general. You know, so our vision is that we can play a part in redefining good vision beyond 2020. You know, you think about our industry. Right. You think about astigmatism, for example. Right. And we know now that we need a cylindrical lens to see clearly. Right. But before the 1820s, people just thought you couldn't see any better than that. Right. Same for presbyopia. We had people walking around with bifocals for almost 200 years before Verilux ushered in the progressive lens era in 1950. And now with progressives, people can see great from near to far and everywhere in between. They couldn't do that for 200 years. You know, even the most basic piece in optometry, the Snellen chart, which we've been using for defined perfect vision based on what optotype you can read from 20 feet away, right? I mean, that was introduced 150 years ago, and we still got people staring at it in our offices, right?
Yeah.
If our phones are more than 2 years old, we think we're outdated, but we're using 150-year-old in technology to determine what good vision is, right? So at NeuroLens, we believe we can redefine good vision for over half of the patients in an optometrist's office by rapidly identifying the root cause through our measurement device, right? And the root cause is eye misalignment, and then correcting that through a contoured prism NeuroLens that can provide relief for 93% of patients. So imagine now, right? The four of us, we're sitting on our patio somewhere 5 to 10 years from now, and we go, gosh, remember there was a time in optometry where we weren't consistently measuring for eye misalignment? Like, that's the world that we see. And half of those patients walking out of our offices are going to have such better outcomes than they are today.
We're talking about expanding scope in optometry, but practices right now are just getting back into it. We've been sidelined recently with COVID-19 closures, and practitioners are returning to patient care in a bit of a hole with lost revenue and seeing reduced patient schedules. How do they reinvigorate and grow their practice? And do you feel like this technology could help them achieve that mission?
Right. It's a great question. I mean, the COVID situation was unprecedented, and it's reshaped practices and how they perform. We don't need to tell you that, but, you know, you look at the research that has been done by Jobson and others, you know, the number of patients that are typically being seen in a practice are down about 40% due to the new SOPs, and revenue is down as far as 50%. You tack on top of that the recent changes and continuing decreases in reimbursements on the managed vision care side, and it becomes really, really challenging. So for us, we actually see these trends as an opportunity and, you know, for optometry to think, how do I make my practice stronger than ever coming out of this? It's a focus on growing that one piece of your practice that nobody can touch but you, which is the private pay portion, right? And so now you've got a little bit more chair time to educate and recommend. And you've got a product that is purely private pay and will not go down the insurance route. We think that we're a great fit for a successful practice post-COVID.
You know, I really like that mentality and that mindset. I was just reading some statistics today, and they were talking about how with folks being at home for COVID-19, you know, there's been a major uptick in regards to social media. Yeah. People are sitting at home, they're watching TV, they're looking at their cell phone, they're looking at their computer. They are more aware of neck pain, shoulder pain, eye fatigue, eye strain, dry eyes, all of these things that now when they come into our practice and we have something like this at our fingertips in regards to this technology, it could really change your life and really take your practice to the next level, because you're going to stand out. Because not only are you coming out of COVID-19 with everyone else, but you come out with some technology that's going to take their life to the next level. And that's what people are looking for right now, because they've been cooped up in the house. They've been on social media. They're tired. And, you know, they expect a new way of living, and to be able to provide a technology that's going to allow them to have that comfort and not have those strains could really change someone's life quite a bit.
Absolutely.
I think to that point, Daryl, a lot of optometrists around the country are prescribing computer glasses. It's something a lot of our patients actually come into the office asking for because they're familiar with these symptoms and they're familiar with the concept of computer glasses. But we're limiting the solutions that we're offering to these patients to just a little bit of plus and maybe a blue blocker filter, and here's your computer glasses. That's missing out on treating the core issue of what's really causing strain on the eye. So I want to dig a little bit deeper into the science of what's going on here. A lot of optometrists aren't familiar with the role that the trigeminal nerve plays and ocular misalignment plays on digital eye strain symptoms. And can you help us understand that a little bit better?
Great. Yeah, I'd love to. I mean, it's funny because, you know, when I went from ophthalmology, where I was doing cataract surgery equipment, to here, I was surprised to find, I mean, this isn't new. I mean, astenopia was documented in 1800 and 1840s. They showed that jewelry workers, people working at near, had really high rates of astenopia, right? And so this isn't a new thing. In 1855, they showed that ocular misalignment had a role to play with why people were getting astenopic symptoms. They called it convergence insufficiency. I don't think there's anybody that says convergence insufficiency can't cause symptoms, right? I mean, ocular misalignment is a core piece of visual comfort. In 1900s, they started talking about fixation disparity, another way to measure ocular misalignment. But they showed that, hey, if you have fixation disparity, you're much more likely to be symptomatic. Heck, my mom and dad in the 70s and 80s told me not to sit too close to the TV screen or else my eyes are going to hurt. I mean, they knew this growing up. I mean, this stuff is not new. They weren't even optometrists. I mean, my dad fixed typewriters. You know, so computers now have made us all sit in front of the TV, you know, 3 feet in front of the TV, just like mom and dad told me not to. And guess what? Mom was right. My eyes hurt. You know, this is what's happened. And then now we're working on digital devices. We're even closer still, right? We are working on digital devices and we're all jewelry workers and we have high rates of asthenopia. Well, what's going on is your extraocular muscles are innervated with proprioceptive fibers that link to the trigeminal nerve. So there's a link between your extraocular muscles and the strain that's put on them to the trigeminal nerve, which refers pain. So similar to when you get a heart attack, your left arm hurts. When your eyes are tired, you're going to get headaches, neck aches, and eye strain, even a dry eye sensation. So your trigeminal nerve gets inflamed and starts referring pain to where the trigeminal nerve lives. And that's why you get those symptom sets. So what was funny to me, though, is we've known this in the 1800s, that eye misalignment can cause these symptoms. And then you find out only 2% of glasses that are being sold have anything in them to help with the extraocular muscles in the Virgin system. So why, I couldn't figure out why that was. I mean, all you need is a system with repeatable measurements and a prescribing guideline that can help you prescribe. Well, that's where the problem lies. Right. If I gave the same patient to 10 different doctors, I get 10 wildly different answers about their eye misalignment. Right. And then, you know, with the von Graaff Foria in particular, if you took a patient to 10 different practices and said, do a von Graaff, they're going to give you plus or minus 3 doctors. You got a 6 diopter range of measurements. You don't know what to do with them. And then the other thing is that prescribing guidelines, you have Sheard's criterion says your misalignment has to be twice your fusion reserves. I mean, you have to have huge misalignment or terrible fusion reserves to even fall into that. Percival's is the same. 1-to-1 is very similar. So what we did with the NeuroLens measurement device is we created an objective, accurate measuring device. It's 3 times more repeatable than any other alignment measurement. And then we also wrote an algorithm based on our best doctors' practices. We had doctors that were prescribing to patients that don't meet Sheard's criteria. And I'm sure, Dr. Lyerly, you have the same thing. You see patients that have discomfort and you've learned over time how to treat those patients. And so we have doctors like that. And we looked at how they were prescribing. And we said we use their best outcomes to create an algorithm to prescribe. So, you know, now it's even better because we've got tools like artificial intelligence and machine learning. We've got hundreds of doctors across the nation. We've got hundreds of thousands of patients that have been measured, and we can use that. I mean, we know starting with what their symptoms are, we know that 56% of our 60,000 patients that we've measured are symptomatic. We then have an objective, accurate, standardized measurement. And we know that 90% of those people's eyes don't turn in enough at near. So when you're working at near, you're more exophoric. Your alignment's worse. This is why you have worse misalignment near. You work at near, you're more likely to have symptoms. And then we have a contour prism design, lens. Guess what? If you don't need the misalignment correction at distance, you can have it at near with the NeuroLenses. We give a different amount of Virgin's correction at near. Similar to a progressive lens gives a different accommodative prescription at near, we help with the Virgin's different at near. And then we follow up with all of our patients. Hey, how are your symptoms doing now? So now I know the whole circle. We know what your symptoms were. We know what your measurements were. We know what your treatment was. And we know what your outcome is. And we continue to use that to learn and get better and better outcomes for our patients. So it's super exciting. This journey has been exciting and I'm glad to have been a part of it.
To me, the outcomes speak for themselves. When you can see that patients are truly feeling better at such a high percentage rate, I mean, it's amazing. I think a lot of us have patients in our practice that we've been treating as dry eye patients because they have those telltale symptoms of dry eye. Their eyes hurt. Their eyes are in pain. They feel their eyes. And you've got these people on every treatment in the book. They're on drops. They've done LipiFlow. They're not feeling any better. And I was listening to a recent webinar with Dr. Paul Kopecky, and he talked about this condition of phantom dry eye or neuropathic dry eye. These are patients that you've treated their ocular surface. Their ocular surface is clear, but they are not experiencing any symptom relief. Could NeuroLens help that patient?
Well, it's funny. It's more than that. I mean, we call it the pain, no stain group. So they have pain, but you check their tear film, their tear film's just fine. And what is causing that? And one of the funny things is actually the some of the first introductions that our original investor had with Dr. Kral was through a Dr. Vance Thompson in Sioux Falls. He was performing LASIK on patients, and the patients were coming back with perfect vision. But they were complaining of dry eye sensation. Measure their tear film. Tear film's fine. He'd do everything he could to get rid of that dry eye, and they're just not responding. And finally, he would give up and just say, hey, I heard this Dr. Kral out in Sioux Falls that helps with this. And they come back, and after Dr. Thompson got them out of glasses, they're coming back in glasses. And they're happy as can be. Their symptoms are gone. But he's measuring, so he measures the glasses, and there's no refractive power in the glasses. So like, what the heck is this guy doing? So he calls, you know, Dr. Kral up, brings him in the office and says, you know, Dr. Kral, what are you doing? Are you just putting windows in front of their eyes so that it blocks the wind, or what's going on with these glasses? And Jeff explained to him, hey, I'm correcting their misalignment. When you change their accommodative system, now their accommodative system's not matching their vergent system. And you've got this mismatch that's causing these patients problems. So, you know, and the trigeminal nerve, like I said before, it ends at the end of your corneas. So depending on how that trigeminal nerve decides to flare up, sometimes the pain is actually on your cornea. So that's where the pain exists. So.
Well, this is cutting edge technology. I mean, I am one of those guys that prescribe from the chairs, no doubt about it. But once we start getting into, you know, binocular vision and taking all these different measurements outside of me just seeing if they need the basic prism, you know, I'm just kind of like, whoo, that's a lot to think about. But you guys actually have some cutting edge technology, a machine that can actually do all these measurements and more, correct?
Yeah.
So if you could talk about that a little more in detail, because I know there's a lot of ODs out there like me that really don't want to deal with this, but want the kind of like cheat sheet to be able to get it and be able to prescribe it and move on. So let's talk about that a little more in detail.
Excellent point. What's nice too is that a lot of the testing can be done in the lane. So you already have the information by the time they sit in your chair. So there's nothing really for you to do other than to read the chart and see what they measured, similar to an MRI tech does an MRI and gives the report to the doctor for the doctor to read. We give you all that data right there. I mentioned before too that it's a much more repeatable test than any other alignment test that you can do. But I didn't talk about why that was. So first, we don't do a singular test in the machine. The machine's actually testing the patient in several different ways, and it's all objective. The patient is only looking at a target throughout. So there's no asking the patient, when did the two E's line up? When did the two E's line up? And they're like, now. Oh, wait, it's not anymore. And you're like, I don't even know what to write down anymore, right? So there's none of that. The machine actually tracks their eyes and tells you the direction of gaze. We do some disassociated tests in there, similar to Fourier tests, but we also do fixation disparity testing in the machine as well as some eye conditioning where we pull the eyes apart and see how they react. So overall, the machine collects about 10,000 data points on every patient. So it's a thorough categorization of what the patient's binocular system's doing. Now, obviously the doctor doesn't want to look at 10,000 different numbers and try to figure out what to do with that. So we boil it down to what the measurement actually was, as well as I mentioned before, we have our prescribing algorithm that we use based on our best outcomes. And we provide the doctor that information as well, saying, hey, based on a patient like this, we've seen a lot of them, this prescription worked best for them. So that way the eye doctor can look at that and have a great starting point for that patient to be able to get them relief.
You know, I always remember my first day here, and Eric was walking me through the R&D part where all the cool stuff is. And he said, we're not an eyeglass company. We're a data company that just happens to manufacture eyeglasses. And, you know, what we're talking about here is an algorithm that's been perfected with over 1 billion points of data, right? 100,000 patients times 10,000 data points apiece. I mean, There is no other company that is refining their algorithm at the speed that we are, which is why we can continuously every day get better. I mean, it's almost like you got a Tesla parked in your pretest area. And you come in the morning and it does new things, right? Mm-hmm. It's pretty amazing.
Well, the thing that I love about this, and Jen, I know we've had conversations about this on previous podcasts, is that us as eye care professionals, we gather a lot of data, and a lot of times that takes up too much of our time. Instead of us sitting down and actually prescribing from the chair, having that doctor-patient interaction to make the patient feel good about their visit and to be able to pull more information out. But now we have a tool at our fingertips where our technician can gather some very, very intricate detail information. You know, I'd rather be sitting down talking more to the parent about, you know, blue light or allergies or why they need a daily contact lens or why they need a certain lens that I'm prescribing to make their life better than actually having to sit down and just gather every little piece of information, because it takes away from the experience. And for me, I'm all about creating the experience for my patients. I want them to understand that when they come into that exam room, that they're put on a pedestal and they can tell me anything that they want. That way I could take all that information, put all the pieces of the puzzle together and prescribe the perfect prescription for them, but also accommodate their lifestyle at the same time. So anytime that I can get my hands on some information that I don't have to gather on my own, it's a win-win situation for me.
You mentioned the experience too. You know, patients love experience with technology, and this is something new. And when they come in, they know it's something new and it's something high tech, and it gives them confidence in the doctor and the practice. So that's another great point, Dr. Glover.
Well, I was going to say many, but from learning from you guys today that only 2% of glasses prescriptions have prism included, maybe not that many of my colleagues are prescribing prism for their symptomatic patients. Personally, I write quite a bit of 0.5 basin prism. And for the minority of practitioners out there who are practicing like me, what makes NeuroLens different than the prism they're writing in their glasses for their patients currently?
Yeah, you know, unlike many other markets around the world, you know, the U.S., less than 2% of the prescriptions written in the U.S. have prism in them. And so you're on the cutting edge. You're unique. And you know,
Pierre, gee, truly the opto there. Like when you look it up in a dictionary, you see Jen's face, Jen Lyerly.
I love it. You know, I think, you know, part of the issue is, you know, what we're taught in school around prism. And what I'm talking about is the old school prism, right? The basic generic prism. You know, 90% of people have some amount of eye misalignment. And, you know, whether you're wearing single vision, progressive, office lenses, myopes, presbyopes, put that aside because that's not the issue, right? And I think sometimes that's where we get a little bit mixed up. But 90% of people need more prism at near than they do at distance. So giving them the same amount of prism from near to far won't provide them the relief that they need. And so, you know, what we do here, which is unique, is we offer contoured prism, right? And when I'm having people over at the house and they ask me what we do, I say, you know, we've kind of created a lens. You know, if a progressive lens and a prism had a baby, that's what we created, right? It's prism that increases where you need it most, which is at near. And what gets me excited about that is that we didn't just create a lens and put it out there and say, try it, you'll like it. We actually have done studies. We actually follow patients, and 60 days after they got their glasses, we ask them, how are you doing? How have your symptoms changed? Would you recommend these glasses to somebody else? And that's where we know, because 93% of them say, my headaches have gone away. My neck strain is gone. My eyes feel better at the end of the day. You know, Eric mentioned the chronic headache study where 82% of people got better. And these were folks that had been taking thousands of dollars of different drugs and just couldn't find relief. And you mentioned digital vision syndrome. You know, we did a study that showed 100% positive results You know, how many of your blue light patients walk out and call you back 2 days later and go, oh my gosh, this is so much better. So that's where I get excited. But you know, the thing that gets me excited above and beyond the patient stories is when we talk to the optometrists that have adopted our technology, and we're now just a little bit over 200 sites in the US. What they share is their renewed passion for practicing optometry. They say, man, I feel like a doctor again. You know, it started to get a little monotonous, but now I'm back in there, you know, and that's a really fun to feel to be a part of that.
For someone who's been prescribing Prism, it's not uncommon for doctors to have to talk to their patients about adaptation time when they're getting glasses with Prism in them for the first time. And sometimes there could even be issues with adaptation requiring remakes. One bad experience can really blow up a patient's gung-ho-ness about this lens technology and a doctor's willingness to try prescribing it again. Is there any concern about adaptation or risk of returns when you're prescribing these lenses to a patient who's never worn Prism before?
Yeah, you know, that's a, you know, it's a great question. So, you know, I think you were mentioning earlier, Dr. Lyerly, that you're prescribing little amounts of Prism to patients and getting benefit from it. Typically, you know, you have Prism adaptation problems if you're trying to prescribe a lot of Prism at once, right? If you're, you'll see a lot of doctors that maybe they're using Shears criterion or Percival's rule to treat their patients, and they're seeing patients with, you know, 15 Prism diopters of exophoria and only 3 Prism diopters of fusion reserves, and they're having to prescribe like 5 to get them to where they need to be. The patient's putting them on and is not comfortable. I mean, those are real scenarios that are out there. And I think you get a bad taste for that. And so I think you do have those cases where patients have trouble adapting. Most of our patients are your typical person. What we thought of as a typical person having 1 exophoria distance, 4 exophoria near, that you would never think has a binocular issue, but they're having symptoms because they're working near. Guess what? You're normal. Guess what? The normal person has symptoms, right? I mean, that's, you know, when you say 65% of people have symptoms, most people are having symptoms. So it's a paradigm shift to start to think like normal is not necessarily good. But that being said, I mean, prescribing even small amounts of Prism to help people, there's going to be cases where you have returns. I mean, it happens. And we're seeing about 4% of our patients right now come back and say, you know, these didn't work. These just didn't work for me. And you know, it's a complex puzzle. Binocular vision is not a simple thing. You know, that's why a lot of doctors don't even want to touch it. But we stand behind our product 100%. So, you know, we will back the practice 100% and return your money for the lenses on any returns due to non-adapt. And then, you know, we also have remakes just like any other lenses. And again, we back the practice. We allow 2 remakes on any lens order, you know, have scratch warranties and everything else. So when you have non-adapts or you can get a remake, if you think you just need to back the Prism off a little bit, hey, we back you with a remake. If a patient simply can't tolerate the lenses at all, guess what? We'll give you your money back. So we stand as an outcomes company. And what we're delivering is not a pair of spectacles, but an outcome that is desirable to the patient. They get that outcome, they're a happy customer. They don't get that outcome, we give them their money back and they're still happy. So we want everybody to be satisfied and we want positive outcomes.
Okay, so you guys officially get the award for being the official company that shows the most love to the independent doctor of optometry. But working with labs can be difficult. So just to have that security, that gives a doctor more confidence in wanting to prescribe this product simply because they know that you guys are going to always have our back. We always know that if there is a problem, we have a go-to. We know we're not going to have to wait for that problem to be resolved. And we know that, you know, you guys have a high success rate. I mean, you've done studies where 100% of people have gained positive results from using this type of technology. So I'm extremely excited about this.
So I want to ask another question for doctors who have experience prescribing Prism. Sometimes patients eat the Prism. You RX them 3 units of Prism 1 year, and then next year they need 4, and then the next year they need 5. Is this something that's a potential issue with NeuroLens from your research?
Yeah, so I mean, this was obviously something that we were interested in when we started off, because the last thing you want, you know, if you're an outcomes company, is to have a patient become more misaligned over time. And we simply have not seen it. Year over year, prescriptions are very stable. And I think the only hypothesis I have for that is, as I mentioned before, patients that were being prescribed Prism before, the 2% of prescriptions were patients whose eyes were going sideways. And they could only tolerate 2 diopters, but they have 15 diopters of misalignment. Well, they didn't become more exophoric. They just needed more Prism that they couldn't tolerate at first. And so that's where I think the perception of eating Prism comes from. But in terms of our prescriptions, year over year, we have not seen it move, because most of our misalignments are small and most of our prescriptions are small amounts.
So we're talking about prescribing a low Prism for patients with digital eye strain symptoms. We're not talking about prescribing for a 70-year-old with diplopia and decompensating phoria. So it makes sense what you're seeing, where these patients that are getting the NeuroLens technology aren't needing progressively worsened or higher numbers of Prism in their glasses.
Exactly. Completely different patient. And I think sometimes we battle that misconception about what we do. They think of us as the company that treats the severely misaligned. It's like, no, we're really interested in the 65% of patients walking into your practice saying, my eyes hurt when I'm working at the computer all day and I can't figure out why. Mm-hmm. And we'll tell them why, and we'll give them a solution to that.
Well, it's funny. I was actually just reading an article not too long ago from someone that was talking about they use this lens and their eyes are aligned and they have a progressive, and they said they jumped into the progressive that you guys created for them. And then they went back to one of their older pair of glasses and they could actually tell a big difference in regards to the comfort of the eyes. So even our patients that come in that are not misaligned, this is still a great option for them, just simply because of, again, the lifestyle that we live: computers, cell phones, tablets, digital devices, you know, just not the best setups in the offices. I mean, this is something that can really change the game for a practice, because you can pretty much cover anyone that walks through the doors for the most part when you sit down and really think about it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Eric's, been educating me about this stuff. And maybe if you wanted to touch on, you know, the progressive ad and what it does to exophoria.
Yeah. This became real to me the last couple of years as I became presbyopic, as I put on some plus lenses. And I said, I mean, I was working here as I became presbyopic, and I put on plus lenses and I said, oh, this is what these patients are complaining about. Because your accommodative system and your vergence system's linked. When I put plus lenses on, guess what my eyes do? They pop out. And so all of a sudden my eyes are pointing outwards. And I don't get that. I didn't get the benefit of having any base in Prism to help them be comfortable in that zone. So, yeah, we're seeing that with the presbyopes. And then, you know, you have post. You know, another interesting point: we get 20% of our orders have no refractive power in them whatsoever. So these are either post LASIK patients that are 20/20 and have good vision, or they're wearing contact lenses and their accommodative and vergent systems aren't working together anymore. And we've had great success with those patients as well. So, I mean, this has been a huge benefit in ways that we didn't even anticipate coming into this.
Let's talk a little bit more about patient satisfaction. We mentioned earlier about some of these common dry eye therapies that we use to treat our severe dry eye patients. And when you look at the patient satisfaction rates with them, they can be not nearly as impressive as what we would have hoped for in achieving patient symptom relief. But with NeuroLens, the symptom relief results are a lot higher. Could you compare some stats with us with NeuroLens patient satisfaction scores with other dry eye treatments on the market?
Absolutely. You know, regardless of the industry that I've worked in, I've always thought when you're launching new technology, or when somebody's going to adopt new technology in their practice, they should always think about 2 variables: prevalence and results, right? So how common is the condition, and how well as a doctor can I solve for my patient's issues? And so, you know, for us, we're saying that about half, a little over half of the patients sitting in your waiting room have eye misalignment that we could help with NeuroLens, right? That's a huge potential pool, right? And it doesn't change whether your waiting room's actually in your office or in the parking lot. It's the same thing. But and so that's the prevalence piece, right? And then if you think about results, you know, when you say 93% of patients experience relief of their symptoms with NeuroLenses, that's off the charts, right? And, you know, the other technology, you referenced dry eye earlier. Sight Science just put out a publication, I think it was last week or maybe 2 weeks ago, where they ran TearCare versus LipiFlow and looked at symptom relief with their products. So you think about, again, right, prevalence and results. So the prevalence of dry eye, I've seen it anywhere from 20% to 35%, right? So Sight Science's published study said that TearCare was at 72% relief and LipiFlow was at 59% relief, right? So you think about, okay, we're reopening from COVID. I want to try and figure out a way to increase my revenue and help my patients more now that I have more time with each patient during the day. Do I invest behind a category that has 25% prevalence and 60 to 70% relief? Or do I invest in one that has over 50% prevalence and 93% relief? Right? That's my kind of business mind.
That's a no-brainer right there, my man.
That's how they got me to move from Texas to California. So.
Well, you know, the one thing I know is you definitely know lens. I mean, you have a strong background in just lens technology. This technology is just cutting edge. I think it'll really take the independent doctor of optometry to the next level, take their practice out of this difficult time during COVID-19. If we have anyone that's actually listening to this podcast that wants to learn more about, you know, how they can actually get this technology into their practice, or if they want to learn more about the technology and reach out to you guys, do you mind just sharing what, you know, how they can reach out to you?
Yeah, absolutely. So the easiest way to find us, of course, is neurolenses.com. So that our website, you'll learn a lot more about the product. You'll see how few of your fellow optometrists have this. So it'll really differentiate you in your neighborhood. And from there, I would say, you know, we've got a really compelling commercial offer today. So as we were going through March, April, and May, and we were watching the pressure on optometrists and their cash flow, we thought we needed to change our offer. So our offer today is, if you were to invest in our NeuroLens technology, which has an MSRP of $29.99, we have a system where you don't have to make a payment until January 2021.
Wow.
So we had a webinar 2 weeks ago with Dr. Karpecki, and you know, he made a great statement that I'll reuse, and if I have to pay royalties, so be it. But he said, wow. So they may have paid off this innovation before they have to make their first payment. And we really hope so. And I think we've got a world-class team that we've built, and our whole goal is to make our doctor partners successful so we can deliver these life-changing outcomes. So we're excited to be here to share. And we love that Dr. Lyerly is on board with what we're talking about, and Dr. Glover as well, as always.
Thank you so much for sharing your insights today and explaining how common this issue is. Trigeminal dysphoria needs to be a term on the tip of all optometrists' tongues, because it's in your exam chairs, it's in really high numbers, and it's something we need to be prescribing for and treating. Thank you all for helping optometry out during a tough time by having this delayed payment structure too. I mean, we really appreciate everything you're doing.
Great. Thanks to both of you for having us.
Awesome. All right, colleagues, and it's a wrap. Thank you dearly for hanging out with the Defocus Media team. We hope truly something resonated with you. And if it did, be sure to give us 5 stars. And make sure you follow us on all social media platforms. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, you name it. And our handle is at Defocus Media on all platforms. And until next time, be sure to keep it 2020. And we look forward to seeing you on the next episode.